Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, this is the Highland Radio News at 5 o'clock. I'm Daniel Brennan. This evening's main headlines, Minister Simon Coveney has said he expects to survive a motion of no confidence in the Dáil tomorrow. The director of the National Cancer Control Programme, as well as the HSE's chief clinical officer, have agreed to visit Letterkenny University Hospital. A man remains in serious condition following a road traffic incident in Clonmany. Donegal is lagging behind in terms of connectivity, that's according to Councillor Patrick McGowan. And in the north, shopping vouchers worth £100 will start arriving in people's letterboxes from early October. We'll have those stories in full and a lot more, and Kenny is here with the latest in sport, all in the next half hour. Back to our main story this evening though, and Minister Simon Coveney has said that he expects to survive a motion of no confidence in the Dáil tomorrow. The Minister says he's spoken to coalition colleagues to firm up support within Fianna Fáil as well as the Green Party. Sean Defoe has this report.
You know, this hasn't been my finest month in politics.
Minister Simon Coveney, with perhaps the understatement of the week here at the Fine Gael Thinking in County Meath, he apologised for the awful communications around the now failed appointment of Catherine Zappone as a UN special envoy, saying the process would have to be different in future. But he thinks he'll survive a motion of no confidence in the Dáil tomorrow.
Well, look, I hope we will have support across government. I know there are many people in government, including in my own party, who would much rather this issue hadn't blown up into the political controversy that it has.
Sinn Féin have pushed that motion, party leader Mary Lou MacDonald saying cronyism in government needs to be stamped out.
This goes to the heart of how politics has been conducted here for decades, and it's the reason why we have had bad government after bad government, and nothing will change until cronyism is rooted out.
Simon Coveney's been talking to his coalition colleagues in Fianna Fáil and the Greens to shore up their support ahead of the Dáil's return tomorrow. Sean Defoe in County Meath.
The director of the National Cancer Control Programme, as well as the HSE's chief clinical officer, have both agreed to visit Letterkenny University Hospital. It follows a request by Donegal Action for Cancer Care for both to visit the hospital along with the health minister to see what is needed to sustain health services in the county. In their representations, Donegal Action for Cancer Care claimed that key services at Letterkenny University Hospital are being gradually removed and warned that people in Donegal can no longer be the poor relation of the healthcare system. Betty Holmes, the chair of the DACC, says it's vital that Minister Stephen Donnelly agrees also to travel to LUH and see firsthand the issues facing staff as well as patients.
We had actually wrote quite a long, lengthy email. We laid out some of the key concerns and issues that we had. We said there was a lot more, and we said it was vital that they actually attended it. One of the things that I observed myself, I noticed the number of prefabs and containers that were actually at Letterkenny Hospital. I think Letterkenny Hospital has a serious crisis for accommodation as well as the key issues. So yesterday morning, Mr. O'Laird, who's the director of the National Cancer Control Programme, has said that he's actually talking to Mr. Henry, the chief clinical officer of the HSE, and they're agreeing a date to come and see Letterkenny Hospital. We need Minister Donnelly to come up there as well. And indeed, yesterday morning, we did actually highlight to Mr. Donnelly that he had made the announcement around the menopause clinic that had been opened in Dublin. We did point out that it's really, really good news. But if you're a woman, man or child in Donegal who needs the key services, Letterkenny Hospital, and you can't get them, are we always going to be the poor relation?
And would you be hopeful then upon these visits that action would be taken to address a number of these issues after them seeing it firsthand?
Yes, well, we would be very hopeful because we actually in our correspondence did highlight that if all three come up together and they find out what the key issues are, that each of them within their key professional role can look at what they can actually do to address these issues and put together a plan. But we don't mean a plan that goes into the future. We're talking about immediate key issues being addressed as a matter of extreme urgency.
There has been a drop in the number of people waiting on a bed at Letterkenny University Hospital today. 28 admitted patients are awaiting a bed at the hospital. That's down from 42 yesterday. 13 are currently waiting in the emergency department, and a further 15 are on trolleys in wards. 421 patients were waiting for beds at hospitals across the country today, according to the INMO Trolley Watch report. 1,590 new COVID-19 cases have been reported by the North Department of Health today. There have also been 7 additional COVID-related deaths reported in Northern Ireland within the last 24 hours. 461 patients are now being treated for the virus in hospitals in Northern Ireland, with 43 of those now in ICU. Those figures come as the North Health Minister, Robin Swan, has welcomed advice from the UK's Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunisation regarding a booster vaccination programme for vulnerable people in the North. And it's expected that the North's vaccine booster programme will commence in early October. A man remains in a serious condition following a road traffic incident in Clonmany. At around midnight on Monday, in the main street area of the town, the young man was seriously injured in the incident. Garda Niall Maguire is appealing to anyone with information to come forward.
This has been classified as a road traffic incident. I can't go into the finer details, but on Sunday midnight, going into Monday morning, the 13th of September, at Main Street, Clonmany, a young man was seriously injured. In this incident, he was taken by ambulance in a serious condition. He's not good at the moment, so fingers crossed he makes a recovery. But we want to appeal to anybody who was in the area and who may have witnessed what happened to contact the garage in Muncrana on 074 93 20 540. And again, that's in around Clonmany. Anyone that maybe could help us there or have dash cam what happened or saw what happened, there were a few witnesses, so please come forward and speak to the garage.
Donegal is lagging behind in terms of connectivity. That's according to Councillor Patrick McGowan, who says not only is the county lagging behind the rest of the country, but also the Western Seaboard, with the lack of availability of both 3G and 4G services, as well as a lack of fibre optic broadband facilities across the county, but particularly in East Donegal. He says that Donegal County Council has now also recognised the county has been left behind in terms of internet and phone services.
Seems to be recognition now within the council itself that Donegal is starting to lag behind, not just the whole of Ireland, but actually against the rest of the west, northwest area, the western seaboard, and that is quite concerning. Now, within Donegal, I find the particular problems here in East Donegal, within the Lifferson area, MD, not only are we lagging behind, having proper fibre connecting to the house, every other road's covered, but not necessarily the busiest road. You've got roads with maybe one or two houses and that have been connected in fibre, but then you could have roads that have multiple large farms or multiple businesses, whatever, and they have no connectivity, and there's seems to be no logic or explanations why one road was maybe connected and another wasn't, you know, and this was under the previous scheme. Now there's no priority to be given, particularly between, say, Balfour, Lifford, around that area, and around the Kerrygarden, Castleflannan area. Not only is the broadband very, very poor, but actually the 3 and 4G is a disaster. Just a lot of the phone calls are breaking down. People continue complaining. They can't get broadband in any medium, whether it's through the fibre or the national broadband or through the scheme that AIR had out, and that the other providers, whether it's Vodafone or anybody else. So, it's very disheartening at a time we're trying to encourage people to work from home or work out through their small towns and villages. Yes, the Balfour, Stranorthers and the Letterkennys have excellent services, and they have a multiple of choices, and they're attracting new businesses. But it's important too that people actually want to work from home can, or students can study from home.
In the north, shopping vouchers worth £100 will start arriving in people's letterboxes from early October. Stormont is giving them out to help put spending back into local businesses following the effects of 18 months of lockdown. Applications via ni.direct open on Monday the 27th of September. And the North's Economy Minister, Gordon Lyons, explains how people in the North can get to apply.
So I'd encourage everybody to get signed up when the portal opens. But I would encourage people to remember that the portal will be open for 4 weeks. There will be plenty of time to apply for your card, and everybody that is entitled will get one.
Investigations are continuing into a burglary at a house in Letterkenny last Friday. Entry was gained to the property in Ardcolmkill through an unsecure back door between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. Garda Neil Maguire is asking anyone if they're offered any of the items stolen in suspicious circumstances to contact them.
Unfortunately, we're seeing an increase in burglaries once again, and the Garda and Letterkenny are investigating one that happened at a house in the area of Ardcolmkill on Friday the 10th of September between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. Unfortunately, the back door of the property had been left unsecured and entry was gained. Several things were stolen. There was a PlayStation 5 and an Xbox, and a bottle of gin were amongst the items taken. So any other residents who may have observed something suspicious in Ardcolmkill on Friday the 10th during the daytime, please contact the Garda and Letterkenny 074 916 7100, or indeed anybody that's offered a PlayStation 5 or Xbox in suspicious circumstances, maybe let us know about that as well, please.
Gardaí are also investigating a criminal damage incident in Letterkenny that happened over the weekend. Between midnight and 4 a.m. on last Sunday, the front wall of a house in the Woodlands area was knocked down, and Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may have any information to contact them at Letterkenny Garda Station. Construction has commenced on the Muff section of the Inishowen Greenway. The work being carried out by Equin Civils Limited on the 2.7 kilometre route forms the opening section of the Interreg-funded Inishowen Greenway project and the initial section of the Muff to Derry cycling and walking route. The works are due to be completed by early 2022. And despite delays in the project due to the pandemic, the project's communication officer Ronan Gallagher says it's progressing well.
Fantastic development for Inishowen, but particularly for the village of Muff, and it's the first section, the first kilometres of a longer route which is planned by council, and that's the Inishowen Greenway.
And in terms of that wider Inishowen Greenway project, what can people in the area expect upon completion of that?
You know that we have the Inishowen 100, which is the driving route. So we're hoping for something similar in due course. So we're looking at a route that will link the key urban areas within the peninsula, Buncrana, Carndona, down to Moville, back into Quigley's Point, and then back to Muff. So for the moment, we're working in Muff. We're about to submit our planning application for the Buncrana section. And our colleagues within our Greenway unit are also now looking at planning a potential route for Buncrana to Carndona, and then also out from Muff to Quigley's Point. So those are developments that are going to happen in the near future.
The time is 12 minutes past 5 o'clock. We'll take a quick break now. Sport with Kenny coming up after these.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for the club championship and get your training essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15, time to go over to the sports desk with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Daniel. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Manchester United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has warned they're facing an energetic young boys side this evening. United opened their Champions League campaign this evening in Switzerland. Cristiano Ronaldo and Donny van Beek both start for the Premier League side. And Solskjaer says young boys' artificial pitch is something which they need to be mindful of.
I know, of course, being from Norway, knowing about AstroTurf more than anything, is always a little bit of an advantage at home. But we should be able to deal with the pitch really well.
Kickoff in Bern is shortly at 5:45. Group F's other game sees Villarreal host Atalanta. That one starts at 8. And Chelsea, they begin the defence of their Champions League trophy tonight. Thomas Tuchel's side welcomes Zenit St. Petersburg to Stamford Bridge. That one also kicks off at 8 o'clock. Group H's other game sees Malmo play host to Juventus. Meanwhile, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, he'll miss AC Milan's game away to Liverpool tomorrow night. The Swedish striker suffering from an Achilles injury. Elsewhere, Liverpool midfielder Harvey Elliott, he's undergone surgery today to repair his dislocated ankle. And Leeds, they've confirmed that they'll appeal against Pascal Struyck's sending off in Sunday's Premier League defeat at home to Liverpool. The defender was shown a straight red card after VAR intervention for a second half challenge on Harvey Elliott. Elsewhere, Ireland, they have secured their second successive win at the European Amputee Championships in Krakow. They followed up their win over Belgium yesterday with a 2-1 victory over Germany this afternoon. Closer to home, Sligo Rovers, they'll look to follow up their impressive win over St Pat's last Friday with another 3 points this evening. Liam Buckley's side host struggling Dundalk. That one starts at 7:45 at the Showgrounds. That's in the SSE or Tristy League Premier Division. The Bit of Red earned third place ahead of the game with the visitors second from bottom. And Finn Harps, they played Dundalk in the quarter final of the Cup this Friday evening. Last night, Harps suffered a first defeat since the 17th of July, losing 2-1 to Bohemians Johnny Dunleavy and Will Seymour. They both went off injured last night. They could be out for a while. Here's Harps boss Ollie Horgan.
The two injuries that probably will take its time to heal. Please God, the two of them will be okay, but it'll be third down the line. We've been lucky enough with suspensions and injuries that they tended to happen one a week or two a week, and you were able to patch it up. Well, tonight, unfortunately, we lost two. There were centre midfielders there tonight. Mm. We lost both of them in the first half with nasty injuries is probably the best way to describe them.
Okay, well, it'll be another big game on Friday night. You'll probably take the opportunity on Tuesday night to go watch Dundalk and Sligo, I'm sure.
Yeah, you have to Paul watch them in Longford on Saturday as well. Look, on paper, Dundalk have a fabulous side. We just hope that they don't transfer that into the pitch, to put it that way, because if they do, they're a serious side. And, you know, we need to recover from tonight. We'll take a cut off at Jarmouth. We need to try and, you know, get re-energised. And we struggled the last game of a three-match week over the years. Got hammered here by Pats the Friday after a three-game week. And we got hammered in Bohemians and Daly Mount after a three-game week. And we just need to make sure that we have energy and bite about us on Friday, or else the same would happen then.
Ollie Horgan there speaking to Dermot Doherty. Well, 19 months on from winning the 2019-2020 Irish League Cup, Coleraine, they'll begin the defence of the trophy with an away tie at Bangor this evening. It's one of 15 second round ties on tonight. Among the other games, Dungannon Swifts host Armagh City, Institute there at home to PSNI, and Derrickview there away to Carrick. In ladies soccer, Donegal's Roman McLaughlin is one of three players ruled out of next week's friendly international with Australia. Isabel Atkinson, Evan Clancy and Leanne Kiernan have been called into the Republic of Ireland women's squad by manager Vera Pau. Eva O'Mahony and Megan Connolly are the other two players who won't feature in the game on the 21st of September. In Gaelic Games, the GAA have asked all players, supporters and members to help shape the next 5 years of the association. They've issued a survey asking for input on issues that need addressing. The questions are based on the work conducted by the GAA's Strategic Plan Steering Group, chaired by the GAA President Larry McCarthy. In rugby, Munster have beefed up their front row options with the addition of hooker Declan Moore. The 24-year-old qualifies to represent Ireland. Meanwhile, Brian Mullen will captain the Irish Sevens side for the Canada Sevens this weekend. Ireland play Hong Kong, Jamaica and Great Britain in Vancouver on Saturday. And finally, this evening in athletics, a backup drug test sample taken from British sprinter CJ Ouija at the Olympics has come back positive. His initial result found two prohibited substances, and the second sample confirms the findings. The case now goes to the Court of Arbitration for Sport, putting Team GB's 4x100 metres relay silver medal at risk. Ouija previously said he was shocked and devastated at the initial test result. That's all your sports this evening. It's back to Daniel.
Thanks, Kenny. Back to news now. Enough water to supply six villages has been saved following a major leakage investigation in Buncrana. Irish Water estimates that repair of the significant leak on the Buncrana to Slab Road has saved around 500,000 litres of clean drinking water per day. The utility say that while they were aware of the high level of leakage in the area, there was a challenge in locating the water loss due to limited information on the underground public network. Declan Colley is the network's regional lead at Irish Water, and he says these repairs have now secured an Inishowen's water supply.
There was a huge drinking water saving of approximately 500,000 litres of water per day saved, which would be a population of equivalent of probably about enough water to supply 3,900 people. The Inishowen area has been suffering from struggling to be providable water in the last few months, and the saving of this has secured the supply and reduced some of the stress on the network and in the area as well.
Donegal County Council is being urged to install traffic calming measures near the Ara Leisure Centre in Letterkenny. Councillor Jerry McMonagle is bringing a motion before the meeting of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District, calling upon the authority to install a ramp at the pedestrian crossing near the leisure centre, following concerns over the speed of motorists on the approach to the crossing. Councillor McMonagle says it's a highly populated area and fears unless action is taken, there could be a serious incident.
When you're coming out of town, you come around a bend and then the pedestrian crossing is more or less there within your vision. It's less than 100 metres. And because people are, you're leaving town, you're thinking that you can, you know, increase your speed and that there's going to be no more obstacles in your way. But we have a very state-of-the-art and, as I say, a well-attended and leisure centre that covers a wide range of sporting facilities. It's used from early morning till late in the evening. And we have also a large estate out there where people are walking in on a daily basis. They do their chores in Letterkenny and shop or work. And I know for myself personally, if I'll be out there riding regular, travelling in. I hate travelling back into town because the footpath is so narrow, and it's something else that we've been campaigning for, is for the council to acquire land and widen the footpath. And you have families walking, and mothers, fathers walking with buggies and young children, and it's an accident waiting to happen. And I think as if we put some further safety measures to enhance the pedestrian crossing, that we will put it in motorists' mind that there's a cushion, a ramp here that we have to go over. Let's slow down and take it a bit easier.
And now the weather. Sunshine and a few scattered showers this evening with some light breezes. Tonight there will be patches of mist and drizzle developing with lowest temperatures of 9 to 13 degrees overnight tonight. This evening's main headlines once again. Minister Simon Coveney has said that he expects to survive a motion of no confidence in the Dáil tomorrow. The minister says he's spoken to coalition colleagues to firm up support within Fianna Fáil as well as the Green Party. The director of the National Cancer Control Programme and the HSE's chief clinical officer have both agreed to visit Letterkenny University Hospital. It follows a request by Donegal Action for Cancer Care. A man remains in a serious condition following a road traffic incident in Clonmany. At around midnight on Monday in the Main Street area of the town, the young man was found seriously injured in the incident, and Gardaí are appealing for anyone with information to come forward. And finally, Donegal is lagging behind in terms of connectivity. That's according to local councillor Patrick McGowan, who says not only is the county lagging behind in terms of 3G and 4G, but also with a lack of fibre optic broadband facilities. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll have the latest headlines again for you at 6 o'clock. But until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Tuesday evening, September the 14th. The death has taken place of Mary Logue Ní Martin, Ballyboyle, Donegal Town. Her remains will repose at her home from 7 p.m. this evening, leaving there tomorrow evening at 6:20 p.m, going to St. Agatha's Church, Clare, to repose overnight at 7 p.m. Funeral mass at 11 a.m. on Thursday, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. House strictly private to family and close friends only. Please adhere to current guidelines regarding social distancing, wearing a face mask and handshaking. The funeral mass can be viewed live on mcmmedia.tv. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Agnes Walker Ní Doherty, 80 Lisnafin Park, Strabane, and formerly of Holly Hill, Strabane. Funeral leaving Quigley's funeral home on Thursday at 10:20 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Millmount at 11 a.m. Interment afterwards in the Sacred Heart Cemetery, Derry Road. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Chest, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. In accordance with current restrictions, the house will be private to family only, please. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam at millmountparish.com. The death has taken place in Beech Hill Manor Nursing Home of Danny Ferguson. His remains are reposing at his brother Sean's residence in Dunray. Leaving there at 10:30 a.m. on Thursday morning for funeral mass at 11 o'clock in the Star of the Sea Church, Desert Egney, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to Beech Hill Manor Nursing Home, care of any family member. House, funeral and burial are strictly private to family and close friends only, please. The death has occurred in Limerick of Ian Chambers, Roisin Acres, Burton Port and formerly of Derry. His remains are reposing in McGlynn's funeral home this evening, with removal at 8 p.m. going to the family home, house strictly private. Service in the home tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m, with removal at 1:30 p.m, with interment afterwards in Belcrutch Cemetery at 2 p.m. Family flowers only. The death has occurred of Con Doherty, 35 Ard McCool, Stranorler. Funeral leaving McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybuffet, on Thursday morning at 10:20 a.m. via Stranorler, Millbrae and Dreenan for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killygordon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. House, funeral and burial will be strictly private to the family only, please. The death has taken place of William Corscadden, Woodbrook, Glassley, Convoy. His remains are reposing at his residence from this evening at 6 p.m. Funeral service tomorrow afternoon in St Ninian's Parish Church Convoy at 2 p.m, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to family and close friends only. The funeral service will be streamed live on the Craigs Media Facebook page. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to St Ninian's Parish Church, care of Gibson's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Nellie Sheridan, Ahawani, Remelton. Her remains are reposing at the residence of her daughter Donna and Brian Devine, Kilfeek, New Mills, Letterkenny. The house is private to family and close friends only, please. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in St Columba's Church, Kilmacrennan, with burial afterwards in St Joseph's Cemetery, Rathmullen. The funeral mass can be viewed on the Kilmacrennan Parish Facebook page. The death has taken place of Joe Doherty, 4 Tullochore Gardens, Strabane. Funeral leaving his father Lawrence Doherty's home, 46B Derry Road, Strabane, tomorrow morning at 10:35 a.m. for Requiem Mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road at 11 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Donegal Mountain Rescue, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family only, please. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Lechpatrick. The death has taken place of Louise McDade, Nee Costello, 10 Beechwood Road, Letterkenny. Louise's remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m, going to St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, via Upper Ard O'Donnell for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/Letterkenny. Interment afterwards in Conwall Cemetery.